It's called the Katy Prairie, an expanse of land on the western outskirts of Houston. Within a few months, it'll become the winter home to millions of migratory birds. But it's also becoming the permanent home for more and more people, like a mom named April. Even though they live on a street where workers are busy building more new homes, April said they moved here because it still feels like you're out in the country.
It's not as crowded around here. We like it, and it's still in the school district.
But right at the subdivision's edge is something that will remind you you're in Texas, the nation's number one producer of oil. Long before there was a subdivision, a petroleum pipeline was buried here. It's marked with little red and yellow warning signs.
Were you familiar with this back there at all? There's a pipeline back there?
No, I didn't know.
There are thousands of pipelines crisscrossing Texas, but this one is special. It represents a major change in how crude oil is flowing up and down the state. When this pipeline was built in the 1970s, imported oil that arrived on the coast flowed through it to states to the north. But then, earlier this summer, that flow was suddenly reversed.
They have turned these pipelines around and are now sending crude oil south to us.
Ed Herz is an oil and gas economist at the University of Houston. He explains that so much more oil is now being produced right here in Texas, as well as in North Dakota and even in Canada, that it needs somewhere to go for refining, and that somewhere is the Gulf Coast.
It's a good problem for the nation to have because this is domestic supply, or with the Canadians, a very friendly supply.
But some people see a not-so-good problem. That same pipeline that runs past Houston's west side goes around Dallas's east side on its way to a huge oil depot in Oklahoma. The line's official name is the Seaway Crude Pipeline.
The Seaway line is running near schools. It's running near residential areas. It is running through major water supplies near the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Rita Beving lives in Dallas, where she's a community organizer with corporate watchdog group Public Citizen.
In Texas and throughout the U.S., our oil transportation infrastructure is pretty much older pipelines.
The concern is that older pipelines are being repurposed, sometimes carrying more or different types of liquids than what they may have been designed for, according to a recent industry study. That study also found more pipelines are running closer to homes and businesses. In Texas, federal data show that the number of serious spills of hazardous liquids, including crude, from pipelines big and small, hit their highest level in a decade last year, 44 spills releasing 4 million gallons. The leading causes were first, welds or equipment that failed, and second, corrosion that weakened pipes until they ruptured, the very things that worry critics, especially after federal regulators investigating a big spill in Michigan said corrosion that went uncorrected for years contributed to the rupture of a crude oil pipeline there. The owner of that pipeline, the Canadian company Enbridge, also co-owns the Seaway line in Texas. The company says the Seaway line is, despite its 36-year age, perfectly fit for use and is electronically monitored around the clock for leaks.
These operate very safely more than 99% of the time.
Economist Ed Herz says pipeline companies have a financial incentive to do all they can to prevent leaks because losing oil means losing money. But he says they're also under pressure to cut costs, which can include what they spend on maintenance. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.